come up?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I didn't get one either.
A check or a message?
Either one.
Check. All right, let's get to business. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, we're here to request on behalf of the rec board. We have basically three line items that we've come down to: our recreation projects, our annual commitments, and then we're adding an additional request in the bottom line after further meetings. The recreation projects for 2019 to 2020 for a total of $146,912. That's our mostly nonprofits and other operations projects coming through us each year. Our annual commitments: ball field lighting, adding in the cash reserve, golf course, carpentry, equipment leases, maintenance on the parks, $273,700. And then we have an additional request for the Big Piney Rec, Pine Hill Aquatic Center, and the golf course for $265,000.
And there's a total fund on the sheet that reflects that.
It's the very first. There it is right there.
Just to bring it around this
it's way. Upside down.
Yeah, that's what he's got here.
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Now, do you have right offhand, I don't know that I have it here, what your request was for last year?
I'm sure Betty has it. Front and center.
I think you guys have it too.
I'm sure we do. I
don't. Do that. We just can't find it. Additional requests. I mean, yeah.
We have it.
Yeah.
It's 742,901.
Mm-hmm. And that included the carryovers too.
Right. That's all. That's just the budget.
That's the whole budget. That wasn't new.
How much did you carry over? You know?
We carried over, well, the rec board itself carried over 557,771.
So if you took that number from the 742, would that be your operating budget?
No.
It's very complicated.
Well, that's the point. I understand. I want to be able to compare apples to apples here, and I'm not getting that.
So last year, our new budget money was $347,500.
Not doing our annual commitments, correct?
Part of it was annual commitments, but we carried over part of our annual commitments too. So new monies for us last year was $347,500.
When you say new monies, what do you mean by new monies?
Like the new requests and what
this top, the projects pretty much, the recreation projects.
The amount granted, 146,912.
That was this year. That last year was the 347.
And it also included
a few of the annual commitments.
Not the bike path stuff, but like the parks and cash reserves and the golf course stuff was all in that 347. So if you take the 146 and the 273, those are basically in comparison to the 347,500. Wouldn't you say, Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last year we approved 347 total.
Five.
And
this year without your new request,
it's 419.
420.
420,
yes.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, they have awards that they give every year, discretionary funding that they give every year. Then they have annual commitments, which is another portion, and I think that's in the middle part of your request, or the request that you've got.
Correct.
Or the bank commitments. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they've got some additional stuff this year. But remember with the rec board, they carry over a significant amount of money because they spend most of that money in the summer. And remember, we talk the budget and the money. You don't get money until November.
Right.
So they spend most of their money during the summertime. And like last year, they brought forward, you know, $560,000 of a $700,000 budget. But all that money got spent like through the summer. So.
And that's why we carry that $150,000 reserve too, so that our checkbook stays high enough to cover until the tax money comes in. We never spend the $150,000, we just use it as a cushion in the bank account. So $150,000 of this budget is never spent.
Right. So your projects this year are down considerably from last year?
The requests were actually up, but the board didn't approve them. Because we're actually a request of over $300,000.
Yeah.
But the board didn't approve all of them.
So where does that stand in terms of what you approved for recreation projects last year? This 146. I'm just trying to get a comparison.
Right. We're a little bit over realistically.
73,000.
Well.
Is what I'm getting. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well. Because of the carryover monies, we've run out of some of the carryover monies, so some of our annual commitments are a little bit more than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're about 40,000 over last year on our new stuff. Okay. Is closer to where we are.
So help me get this straight. Just apples to apples.
Okay.
Last year, we granted you $347,500. This year, your request, without the additional request, increased almost over $50,000 over that, $420,000. So you're asking, without the additional request, you're still asking for $50,000 more than
right.
last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a part of it is in the Nordic Trails budget because we were operating on carryover monies for them, and we don't have any left. So we're back to a full budget request for them. Part of it is in the Rendezvous Meadows golf course part because we have the new carts, so that's $10,000 more per year that you guys, you know, that's about the lease. And then part of it is in the... I guess those are the two main ones.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is pretty much the same.
And so the theater company only comes every other year as well.
We have the...
Which is 8,000.
Theater company.
So they only do it every other year.
So you have an idea what your request for the year before last then?
Same.
$347,500.
No, the 8,000 was the same.
Oh, overall.
I don't have it here with me, but I can get it to you.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to make a reference in terms of...
Right.
Taking account that you have some of those differences this year.
Right. Okay. So, but those are the main three things to account for that $50,000. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, bear with me, folks. So, I'm looking at the requested things, and. This is the Recreation Board, is that not correct?
Yes.
I thought so. So the Pinedale Fine Arts Council at $28,000, I'm having an issue with myself trying to figure out how I'm going to recreate there.
Well, we want to get down to brass tacks on what is defined as recreation, and I think that we can... I mean, we're kind of in a gray line. I mean, if
kids and senior citizens and the general public want to...
I'm asking about the Pinedale...
Fine Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So funding...
their main projects, the with the sound checks, the...
It's all outside.
It's outside, it's recreation, it's outdoors, it's getting the public involved. I mean...
They go to schools.
Go to schools. They get the senior citizens out in the community with their recreation. I mean, what do you define as recreation? It's been part of something that's been in our budget long before I've been around. If how we want to find that, I mean, it's the same as, I think, you know, finding the South County Rural TV budget that we put in there every year. That's one of those things that we want to call that recreation, but it's been in our budget long before I've been here.
I think recreation's, I mean, who's to put a definition on recreation? It's different for everybody.
And recreation can be going to an event with PFAC, or it can be watching TV at home. It's what's been in our budget, and I've asked the same questions many times when I first came in there, wondering why we're approving monies for the rural TV, but where it's been and what do you want to define as recreation?
Well, you folks in the past, every year, if I'm not mistaken, you as a rec board advertise for your funding request.
Correct.
And when is that done normally?
March.
We advertise in February, in February, and then we do budget hearings in March.
And so that's the same thing you did this year?
Yes.
But then all the funding for the PAC came in after you'd already done your budget request?
Yes.
Which I know, they came to us and we said go talk to the rec board or whatever. I guess the point I'm trying to make for both of us is when you're operating in that fashion, in your case, it was after your board had already met to look at your budget. In our case, it was about a week or 10 days before we took our final budget request. I think that situation makes it more difficult in terms of timing, trying to look at those requests in light of what you've already told the other people. Do you feel the same?
Yes, and we actually convened a special meeting just to look at those two requests. And that was discussed at that, is the timing of it is legitimate, because in the past we've said any request after the deadline won't even be looked at. So that was addressed in those meetings, in that meeting also.
I want to point out that you called me the other day and you want to get together to see the feel of the board and what direction
Correct. We
would like to see this going. And I think that's a legitimate request, but it doesn't solve this year, but in the coming years.
Correct.
Because I think each and every one of us has a concern with some of this, but that's not a question today. So at some point, I would like to see that meeting happen.
Yeah, that's something I'd really like to do. I know I've reached out to several of you, and just a matter of sitting down, we can have a discussion on this and what we're doing going forward and a path. I mean, building a bridge between rec board and the county commissioners, making sure we have a good working relationship. And obviously, we are clearly trying to increase our budget, and we have projects we want to work on. Being held to a standard, toe the line, keep it exactly what it is every year or less, you know, it's hard, especially different projects coming up, continual projects coming around, especially golf course, nickel and diming the golf course, trying to get by on borrowed equipment over there, trying to, you know, and then cutting other programs just because we have something we want to take care of for this one. And then we have to cut this project or cut funding from this nonprofit to make something happen for the year. It's pretty difficult, but that's something I think we would like to sit down and have that conversation with everyone and feel it out and see what we can do. I mean, I know that we're not getting near anything close to what our half of a mill levy for the rec board is. Not that we're
trying to spend all of that every single year, but be able to have a, maybe a more flexible budget depending on what we're looking at. Going forward with Pinedale Aquatic Center and the Big Piney Rec, it's something we really need to think about as a community, trying to take care of those going forward. You know, the budget's not what it was 10 years ago, and trying to look at different options, trying to figure ways to keep that as a vital part of our community, and trying to figure out how we can, do our part looking forward. I think there's a lot of discussions here that need to happen, and we definitely need to have a good working relationship if we want to make this work and not just a once a year sit down and try to defend our position and then walk away.
I just want to lean forward to that because I see some other contributions you make here that come up in our other budget. So that in my feeling is they're coming at us twice.
Well, and see, we're not aware of those either.
That's what I'm saying. You're not aware of them, and that's what this meeting would stop, is, hey, we've got this group that's coming to us for a budget request, but then they come to you for another budget request. It's kind of double-dipping.
And didn't we get in that with Mesa? What was that, 6-7 years ago?
We have had that. And when we're aware of it, we don't.
Yeah.
Oh, are you on that stuff?
I just a general comment, and I'll probably say this every day this week. The philosophy of this commission since before I got on board was that we would take the approach that we would try to hopefully maintain as even a line as we could, good years and bad, so that when we had lean years, we could take care of it, just as providing that when we had good years, we didn't overspend as well. And I think our philosophy is still that, which is why we came forward with the request this year that hopefully everybody will toe the line with their budgets. Having said that, we just heard this morning, it looks like just our departments are coming in at $1 million over what they were last year. So we've got some tough decisions to make when we get through this budget week in terms of looking at everything and trying to maintain or follow that basic philosophy. I agree with Commissioner Noble. We do need to have some better communication and meetings, so it's just not a once a year process that we're coming in and hearing about it. This year is a little bit unusual and different for both of us in that the protocol and the timing aspect of these additional requests came in at the last moment. It may be something that might have to be revisited next year. Right now, based on the statement I first made, I'm still struggling with trying to keep budget requests similar to what it was last year without the additional requests, knowing that you are going to be asking for $50,000 over that. So, I mean, that's my thinking and approach. We don't have any decisions or promises today, and I'll leave it open to other commissioners if they have comments as well.
Well, first of all, I'm very impressed with you guys is putting a budget together and then looking at what was requested and what you approved. That's very, very difficult, and I do understand that. And asking people to come 2 months in advance to bring the request is very organized, and I believe that you will continue to be successful doing it that way instead of being very haphazard, as some are. They just throw things together. But you're absolutely correct. There are, I want to call them entitlement programs that we in the county have instituted, and recreation is one of them, and they got to be taken care of. We put it together. It's like the fair. We built the fairgrounds, we got to take care of the fairgrounds. We built the golf course, we got to take care of the golf course. And it does continue to take away from other issues. So I agree with what everybody else has said. But I do want you to know I appreciate, personally, you get the work you guys have done to put this budget together so you can give us a figure of why, where, when, and how.
Thank you.
I would reiterate what Commissioner Rawhauser said. You guys do a really good job year after year going through these projects, listening to requests, and then honing it down and making a final determination on what you think is legitimate. I mean, that's a really critical role that we have a rec board that will do that. I also agree we need to hold a line on our budgets, and we're trying to do that everywhere, not just in the rec board. And I'll say flat out, I would not be inclined to support these late coming requests that came in after the deadline. They're significant requests, and I think there needs to be a lot of discussion about other sources of funding that can contribute to those requests rather than the county. So I think, you know, that's where I'm at. So I'm, in the end, when all the dust settles, I'm going to be supportive of at least what we had a year ago.
Mr. Chairman, bear with me again.
Sure.
I'm still trying to figure out the difference between recreation and some of this other stuff. For instance, there's four or five of them on here, but I'm going to pick on this one. I'm going to pick on two of them. Here's a Pinedale preschool that requested $7,440, a downhill ski program. Now, to me, that's recreation, but it was denied. Now, we've got one more here. And I don't know why it was denied. I'm just saying that's recreation in my mind, and I don't ski. Where was this other one here that I... I'll find it in a minute. Pinedale Theater Company. Beauty and Beast Theater Production. Is that the folks are recreating that are dancing in that? Is that how does that work?
I think it's for funding to put the event on and get people, not for the folks doing it, but for the people that are coming to enjoy that as a source of recreation. I mean, and I think that kind of falls back on what we were discussing earlier. There's a handful of items in here that get in that gray area of what is recreation and what isn't. But I don't know if we have. I mean, I would hate not to fund these, but I don't know. You know, is there a better line item they can go under a rec board?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
This is the local ones. This is the one all the locals do. This isn't bringing somebody else in. This is, you could go sign up for it and be able to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's a tremendous.
Why is the downhill? Why is the downhill ski program denied?
Incorrect paperwork.
Pardon?
What? Incorrect paperwork.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of. I mean, if we were to go through these stuff like that, I think there's a quite a few reasons why the entire board voted to deny that one. I mean, we can go through each one of these reasons of each line item inside projects.
We're the board that ultimately will fund the decisions that you make. So that's why I need to have some of this stuff explained to me, because it'll make a difference if I say yay or nay.
We have a question from the audience.
So I have a comment on the denial.
Could you identify yourself, sir, just please?
Roger Weber.
Yeah. He's on the right.
He's on the right.
I understand, but I'm for the newspaper and all.
Mr. Chairman, I think the one was denied for the skiing because the other schools pay for theirs. There are how many preschools in town or something? Is that correct?
I mean, if we want to go off on the weeds on this one in particular, the reason denied on that one, the paperwork, there was quite a few errors throughout that, but looking at other programs that also offer skiing through preschools, it's the parents of the preschoolers that pay for the programs. And the way that those programs are ran is through volunteer basis. They were asking us, to pay for instructors, pay for full ticket prices, stuff like that hasn't been fully fleshed out. And so when we looked at that, knowing how other programs have been run, we just said, as a board, this one doesn't make sense to us. We don't. So.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to finish this up by saying, reiterating the admiration we have for the job you guys do, the number of quests you have to handle, and how you have to filter those down. That's your job, job well done, good. And I can certainly appreciate not having the paperwork done as a disqualifying thing.
We faced that before.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. You guys, that's a lot of heavy lifting going through this and telling people no.
Handing the money off the fun part, but yeah. Saying no.
Saying no is not.
Yeah.
Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, but both the Rural Television and the Pinedale Fine Arts Council were sent to the rec board by the previous county commissions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, years ago.
Yeah, so that probably is like before I was born, right?
Actually,
yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
Actually, what happened is they came to the rec board, and the rec board, one of the board members, put a dictionary in the middle of the table and read the definition to recreation, and they had a huge battle over it and denied it, and the commissioners came back and said, you have to put it in your budget.
Well, recreation.
I'll tell you right now, I enjoy the
Rural
TV thing because I'm one of them.
I do too.
It all goes back to the point you guys are doing.
Can I speak to this?
Yes, you may.
As chairman of the rec board, and I can't tell you how long ago it was, but it was, you weren't born.
No.
But I was almost hung out to dry because I tried to take it off of the budget.
Yeah.
So, just leave it in there.
How many people in this room use it?
What? Rural TV?
How many?
The Rural TV?
I'm
going
to go back to it.
Yeah. You can get the Casper News. That's what I like to see.
For years, that's all the way I could get to you.
Yeah, it's 6 channels and it's all digital. It's just like satellite.
Not anymore. It's where we're at. We can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But we did until a year or so ago. And that was Jane Wardell's baby.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, and that's what we fall back on, defining what is recreation and what people use it for. And, you know, maybe if it's the question if that falls within rec board or not is one thing. And because it's been done one way forever doesn't necessarily mean it's the right way, but that's the way we've been doing it. And that's, I mean, what we have to go off of. I mean, that's something that we could, you know, talk further.
I use the Rural TV camping, so that's recreation.
You can also climb a butte to check the transmitter.
There you go.
I've got one vote, that's all. So.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Roger, why didn't you come up?
Schedule that sometime.
Why would have asked you to go back?
But of course, hole in the wall for a cooler was approved. Todd should have brought it to you.
We haven't discussed it yet.
Okay.
I have heard, but I don't think they
have. You haven't seen it. Okay. Because.
Well, I think we will adjourn until after lunch. We're a little bit behind, and we may not get back from lunch till 1:15.
So what do we have? Planning and zoning?
Then Leck House. We don't have them here. I think they came to us at the last meeting with their request.
I just see they're on here.
Yeah.
But it's after lunch, though, isn't it?
No, it was before lunch, but there's not anybody here. And I think from Jackson came last meeting.
I don't know why he would come again. Because
he's not coming.
Oh, but then, okay. Yeah.
So we can
also, Emily wants to be added this afternoon.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll be here.
County Chargers. Now, Emily wants to be added for her request.
For her request, budget request. And I don't know what time it'll be. We'll just get caught up.
We'll get done with PNG.
Well, she just told me this morning.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm
just kidding.
Whenever that is. Yeah.
Oh. Where are we going?
Let's go to the pizza place.
Okay.
So the commission is back after lunch.
Yes, we are. It may be 1:15, Kat, whatever time we get back from lunch. But we'll wait on you. And thank you for that historical information.
Me and Mary are the old timers.
Oh my God. I was telling Frank, you're the TV to the record.
Yeah, well, now you know. I never even looked at it until yesterday afternoon. And then I got online and said,
So I come prepared for you.
I don't think a leg is necessary.
I'm not too lippy.
So are you okay with the deal? Well, it sounds to me like you got stashed in the bag.
Oh.
I just need the rest words.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It seemed like you guys were looking really specifically at something.
Oh, it's
okay. Well, good for you.
It's okay. I won't quote what you said. Thanks, Doug.
There's more.
Did you hear my guffaw at the county attorney? In the back? I'm like, oh, yeah, you cut your budget by removing one of your statutory requirements. Yeah, I'm glad you ran on that.
I'm ignoring you.
Yeah, I know you are.
All right.
I know
you are.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know it's not easy.
Okay? Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You haven't had to go much of the light went through.
No. It's coming though.
You can see it still. So hang in there.
Carrie, do you want me to get you something for lunch? Oh no, I'm going to go home. Okay. Yeah. I actually have some leftovers from last night. I need to go check my hip office people too.
They may close the audit period down, and what you in the audit, you're normally capturing the underpayments.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they capture the underpayments and they go, well, we didn't take these deductions, and that's it. And
so once they start the audit, they're not just looking for overpayments.
It's everything. Everything's open once they start the audit.
Well, I don't think we want to risk cutting down that audit length of time to where they can't do it.
Right, and as soon as they engage in audit, they can amend returns also. So,
right.
You know, if they engage in audit on day one, there's always an extension on the audit when they try to work stuff out. So they always go past 3.5.
Yeah.
You know, it's 3.5 years to engage, and then it's usually a couple of years. So you're out there 5 years. It's worth looking at, but I'm a little goosey.
Well, have you talked to Janice yet?
No, she's out sick, but I'm going to. Okay. And I've talked to Albert a little bit.
I'm not insisted on anything. It just looked like if we could shorten that thing up and try and, especially for the schools, go back years after all that money spent to have to come up with big bucks to
go back. Albert and I ran into ground a couple of years ago with the school deal. There's a mechanism that where they get reimbursed through the school foundation.
After
it happens, now it's future years, so they get reimbursed. Yeah.
So they get more money in future years to make up the difference.
Make up that shortfall.
It's not a good mechanism.
He doesn't work with it. And I think we probably should really seriously figure out something that, okay, if you get an OBC that's above $20,000 or whatever that number is, but you just automatically spread it out. Say, okay, guys, you're going to screw with us. We're going to give you a credit. That'll help a little bit. For the life of me, I don't understand the big underpayments. Little ones, I can understand on a volume or a price. They know exactly what
they know when they fill that.
Well, I think sometimes people change it or whatever, but otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hiram. Hey, Don. How's it going?
How's it going?
Interesting.
I hate budget time.
Yeah, everybody wants money.
Yeah, well. Planning and zoning. I don't know. I have fought this crusade for years upon years. You know, it's that whole, when I go and,
should I record?
Yeah,